Welcome to Inside Impella, Transport Talks, your co-pilot for training. I'm Shane Turner, and I'm so glad you're here. As members of Abiomed's Critical Care Transport Team, we know that every transport is a lifeline, and every moment counts in our mission to recover hearts and save lives. That's why we're bringing best practices, real-life stories, and expert advice right to your ears. We want to empower you on your transport journeys to help you feel more comfortable and confident, and ultimately, improve patient outcomes. But there's more to it, isn't there? I had the opportunity to sit down with our team of experienced flight crew members from around the country to provide some insight into the heart of our mission. It's a privilege to work with such folks like this every day. Senior team member Diana Drain out of Dallas, Caleb Merrill, full-time flight nurse in nearby Austin, and Jenna Billig, an ECMO specialist in Denver. I'm excited to kick off this season with a commitment to making a real difference in the lives of those we serve. Let's talk. So this is an easy one for me. I think the why for me is simple. It's just we can take a very complex topic and make it understandable. You know, I've been that flight clinician on the receiving end of training, or I've been in that situation where it's something extremely hard to understand, or, you know, incredibly complex, either clinically or operationally, you know, logistically. I think the transport environment, you know, we find ourselves task saturated often, right? Like there's always a thousand things going on and different things that are begging for our attention. And, you know, it's easy to be overwhelmed. So in those situations, you know, I find for me personally, it's like, all right, how can we simplify this? All right. It's not as complex as it needs to be. You know, we'll just take one chunk at a time and we'll break it down. And it's like, oh, okay, now this makes sense. And, you know, we're successful. So I think the why for me is it was easy to take on a role like this because I find satisfaction in helping other people, knowing they're probably struggling the same way that I was. So, you know, you go in there with these Impella transports and it's a super sick patient and multiple infusions and they're on the vent and you've got to be a crew member and you got to be safety minded and it's overwhelming. So if we can take one little piece of that and just make them understand that this is nothing to be overwhelmed because, you know, the AIC is going to help you and you know how to take care of sick patients. This isn't something new for you, and just breaking that down into little things. And we see it, you know, we see it when these trainings are done, the crew members are coming up to us like, I had no idea it was this simple, or thank you so much. Or, you know, we'll finish a training and then a week later, they're like, hey, I got a flight and I did just what you guys said and it worked out. And so it's, you know, I think the why for me is just knowing that we're helping folks that may not have had access to any other version of this training that made sense. We can come in there with a transport background and, you know, speak their language. Caleb, you got into this at a pretty early, you know, early phase of the team's creation. What keeps you hanging around to do more?
Yeah, and I think you make, you know, good points, Shane, on coming out and doing these trainings. I think what a lot of clinicians and providers aren't seeing is that, you know, a big reason that I'm doing this is because, you know, I've seen out in the field the lack of transport crews, which people don't really think about being a thing is, you know, it's hard to imagine that there aren't transport crews that are already doing this or willing to do this. But the reality is there's not. There's a lack of availability in some areas, including mine. I'm in a more rural area, and I've been in the cath labs when patients are getting placed on support, and then there's nobody there to transport them. So guess what's happening? You know, the next time somebody comes in that could benefit from the device and hopefully maybe even save their life, you know, all of a sudden now the doctor is choosing to do something else, or the patient's not getting the therapy that could help them just because of that. So being able to come in and help these crews and organizations learn how to do it. And the reality is it's more of just learning, helping them become more comfortable with doing it and showing them how it's not as intimidating as they might think, or, you know, that they're never alone. There's always somebody they can call. And that way, no matter where you're at or what area you're in, that these people can get this therapy and help them out. So, and I think reality is, and Diana kind of, I think you've said the same thing and seen a similar thing. And I remember when you called and was telling me about you starting and kind of creating this whole program, because this wasn't a thing previously, right? There was no transport specific training. They were sending reps out from the field who are incredibly busy and incredibly skilled, but you know, not so much familiar with the transport environment. So I remember you conceptualizing this whole thing. So, you know, what made you think of that, or where did you see the need at?
I was listening to what you both of you were saying, and I'm laughing in my head because it actually came down to something really simple. I had been teaching quite a bit of as a part-time person for Abiomed, or however you want to call it, a part-time trainer. We got recommended or voluntold, however you want to say it, to do all the ICU and cath lab and services in the North Texas area, which is where I live. And so I remember sitting in an ICU in service, assisting a class once, and there was some flight crew members that asked if they could like tag along to the ICU in service. This was out in one of our hospitals in Denton. And I remember sitting there, it was not my portion to teach. So I was sitting in the audience, just kind of observing. And the three or four flight crew members that were in the classroom looked like a deer in headlights. They looked checked out. They looked like, how is this applicable to me and my environment? And then there was a couple of times that they raised their hands and they were like, yeah, okay, so we understand what you're telling us, but what do we do whenever we're in the helicopter and something like this happens? And the responses from the local team members were kind of like, and kind of looked to me for my guidance and answer. And I said, I mean, I can tell you what I would do, but I can't tell you whether or not that's a, you know, Abiomed supported thing, but I definitely think that that's something we should look into. So for me, it was kind of recognizing that, just seeing it with my peers. I too am not, I would say I'm more simple minded. So I've ER trained. And so therefore conceptualizing things that are a little bit more complex is a little intimidating to me. So I just wanted to try to make it simple and see how, you know, we can apply. Yes, this is a device that's life-saving and it's super important that we understand all of the intricacies of it. But at the end of the day, it's very simple if you know how to properly manage it. And that was what my end goal was with wanting to create something that kind of spoke to transport personnel, because it really pertains to not only like the critical care people, but also to those people that are driving the ambulances or getting you from point A to point B. Like everyone plays a role. And it's not just because you're critical care inclined. It's if you understand, you know, how you can make a difference in whatever your position is for it, then I feel like it just makes it less intimidating and it makes everybody feel like they're playing a part in what the ultimate goal is, which is keeping our patients safe.
Yeah. Seeing that light bulb come Jenna? On. Yeah, that light bulb come on after you do the course, and then it's like, oh, you know, this is pretty easy. I can do this no problem. So
yeah, it's like their feedback for everything is, oh my gosh, like I've sat through 100 of these classes and it's never made sense to this level. And I'm like, I mean, all I did was make it simple. If you can just simplify it down and not try to talk over their heads so that they know that you know everything, it makes them feel like they're able to take care of something where otherwise they were like, there's no way I'm going to touch that. Or they would refuse to take a transport because they thought those things are too complicated. And it's just not so.
That right there, the refusing to take a transport, you know, it's just, it's so unfortunate. Caleb had mentioned rural areas and coming out to Colorado from the East Coast where, you know, you could pretty much like throw a stone and hit like an ECMO center pretty much along the East. And then you get to the West, everything's further spaced out. And I learned, wow, so many centers are reliant on transport crews to really give these patients a chance and get them to where they need to go. And seeing patients be turned down on the regular for these calls. And I started to feel like it was a little, you know, they say we're a jack of all trades, master of none. And in my background, I was pretty much caring for these types of patients all the time. So it would be one of those things where I ended up getting kind of voluntold to do these transports. And they'd be like, yeah, there's a flight crew sitting at that hospital, or there's a flight crew that's 5 minutes away, but Jenna, you guys are an hour away, but you're comfortable with the device. So, you know, at first when you're a new flight nurse, you go, well, this is kind of fun, right? And then after a few years, you're like, 3 o'clock in the morning, there's a flight crew right there. And started thinking like, how do we empower them to feel comfortable doing these transports? And we're delaying patient care. We're delaying them getting to these tertiary centers. And I found myself just impromptu with crew members like, hey, you want to talk about this today? Like, we have a few extra minutes. Let's do it. Or when someone was, we had a class that new hires would go through, but they're getting flooded with so much information. So a few weeks later, I'd be like, let's talk about this again. Let's try to make this make sense. And I wondered to myself, I'm one person. How can we get this out there so that these flight crew members feel empowered? And let alone just sitting there one day, came across a job posting for a part-time critical care transport trainer and go, oh goodness, what is that? And read through it, and here I am. And it feels very good every day to be going into these trainings and knowing that we're making a difference in not just the flight crew members' comfort, but also patients' accessibility in rural areas to receiving care, faster response times, faster transport times, because they're knowing what to do. They know how to be safe in transport. They're not scared of it anymore.
And I think that's the beautiful thing about this podcast too, is it's not like, you know, we as a team sat down and said, hey, we need to make it on the podcast scene, right? Like there are a plethora of podcasts about critical care medicine and even a handful about transport, right? But I think the beautiful thing about this is that it's just another avenue for us to get this information out that we know crews so badly need. You know, there's only so many of us and we're busy, right? We're multiple places every week and we're training new crews and we're getting the information out there. But having this avenue, which is palatable to most transport crews because, you know, they pop a podcast in on their way to work or they're throwing an AirBud in while they're checking the aircraft off or whatever. And it's another avenue for us to get this information out there. And I think that blends into all of our why is we just want to help folks. We just want people to, you know, provide good care. We want good patient outcomes. And if it's something this simple that we can add our little, you know, 2 cents into, then, you know, that gives me satisfaction.
Gives the opportunity for flight crew members to be candid. You know, how many times working would I hear someone else's call and learn from it? I never transported that patient. I didn't run that call, but I learned from their calls and what they talked about. And now being able to bring candid transport talks out to flight crew members across the country, we can all learn from things that went well, things that didn't go well. How do we improve? How do we be better? How do we improve our patient outcomes? And then also, let's talk to companies that decided, hey, we're going to do this and we're going to build up our transport programs with it. And that can get out there and let other programs feel that same empowerment and comfort.
Absolutely. Because it's not just the clinical stuff, right? Like we're talking to people about preparedness and the mindset going into this and how do you keep your stress level low when there's 1,000 things going on. And I think all that blends into just providing great patient care.
Thanks for listening to Inside Impella Transport Talks. We're here to support you in recovering hearts and saving lives. For more Impella transport information, visit us at heartrecovery.com/transport. And if you like our podcast, please head to your favorite podcast platform to subscribe and give it a 5-star rating. This podcast is sponsored by Abiomed. The information, findings, and conclusions expressed are those reached independently by the authors.